A good night of Shabbos. A Freilich in Chanukah. This is truly a unique Chanukah in many, many, many ways. In usual years, we know Chanukah is supposed to light up the winter. Chanukah comes on the very darkest and coldest and longest nights of the year. And the goal is to light up the few months of winter where people are home, they're not traveling, they're not seeing family, they're not going out, meeting people. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like it's been winter all year. People have been home. People have been living the winter, I think, since last spring. So this Chanukah has a very serious role here. It's not just lighting up the winter. It has to light up the entire year. We really, really need chizuk. Tremendous, tremendous chizuk. And we need to try to think what we can do. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? It would be very difficult for me and hopefully for you to even fathom that this is just random. That this is all, because Baruch Hu just let this roll. There needs to be something. I'm going to share with you a thought, Chanukah related thought, a Parshas Vayeshev thought. Perhaps there'll be a chizik for us in this really, perhaps super dark Chanukah that we really need to super light up. What has happened over the last few months is Hashem has made our homes, our shuls for a period of time, our schools. And what's amazing is that our homes have become a huge role in our life. It used to be on a Shabbos afternoon, parents went for a nap, they let their kids go play, they let their kids go who knows where, neighbors. It's changed now. We're now dealing with it. We're perhaps spending much more time with our kids. Our home has become the center of our life. What's ironic, or perhaps interesting, is that what is the yomtiv that celebrates the Jewish home? What is the yomtiv that celebrates the Yiddish house? There's not a doubt in anyone's mind is the yomtiv of Chanukah. Why? The menorah is not a chiv on a person. If someone does not have a house, he does not make a bracha. He does not light a menorah. A menorah is a halach on a house. Per house, there's one chiv of menorah per house. Don't have to light more than one. Make it a din, one menorah per house. No house, no menorah. So it's really it's a halacha of Chanukah lights up our homes. That's mamish what it is. What do we do? Where do we light the Chanukah menorah? Tells us Chazal. On the opposite side of the mezuzah. Why? The mezuzah should be, the doorpost should be protected. One side of mezuzah, one side of menorah. The Paskin, the Rambam says, this is where the menorah goes. The menorah's role is to be the other part, to protect our doors, to protect our Jewish homes. That is what the menorah's role is. Some people light at the window. This is the goal. We need to understand, and I mentioned this way back in the beginning of this pandemic, and there's no doubt in anyone's mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mechazik our homes. Perhaps we were relying too much on our shuls and our rabbanim, our schools and our kids, Rabbeim and Moros, to give them the Yiddishkeit that's really incumbent upon us. We have now taken over the essence of a Jewish home is the protection at the front door, the protection at the window, the protection at the all entrances to our home. Somehow, Yavan, Greece, was the antithesis to that. They were huge. They were trying to permeate our homes. They were trying to get in, penetrate through our homes. They went in the Beis HaMikdash and they punctured the outside wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? To puncture. No protection against outside influences. We don't allow it. Uparzu Chaymais Migdalai, we sing. This is what the Yevanim did. They realized the way into a Jewish home is break the protection, the sanctity of a Jewish home. We're all about the protection. Right under the chuppah, we have a kala walks around the chosen. What's the significance of that? That she's going to build a Jewish home. And she promises her chosen, Chachmas Nashim Bansa Besa, I will build a home where you will be protected from foreign influences. I will build that precious home where our children will be safe and you will be safe. That's her commitment. That's her role. We know, how do we fight Yavon? How do we fight Greece? Chazal tell us it's with Yosef. We don't just read Vayeshev Mikesev Vayigash during Hanukkah, because why not? Yosef is the antithesis to Yavon. I mentioned in the past, Yosef is Begematria 156. Melech Yavon, the king of Yavon, is Begematria 156. Believe it or not, Antiochus is Begematria 156. Yosef, Antiochus, the two sides, Melech Yavon. Why? I want you to please listen to the significance of Greece, of Yavon. Yaftel Kim Yafis, they're very sweet. They didn't come with guns. They didn't come with daggers. They're aristocratic people. They were not just anybody's. And what do? They come in small. I think I mentioned previous years that Yavon, how is Yavon spelled? Yud, which is a small line, Vav and Endanun. Yud is a small line, Vav is a little bigger line, and then comes the Endanun, which is a bigger line. What's the significance? They creep up slowly. They don't come with a gun. They don't bash open your front door. They slide in the cracks. Slowly but surely, they're through your mailbox, through your inboxes. They're coming in. They're creeping slowly. And unfortunately, they're flashing images. They're attractive flyers announcing and pronouncing their cultures is infiltrating. I'll say our children out of respect for us, but us as well. The menorah is at the window, is at the door for a reason. That's our entrance and exit to this world. What are our children seeing in and out of their windows? Yosef HaTzadik is tempted in an incredible way. What happens? How does he get saved? How does Yosef HaTzadik get saved in this week's parasha from the incredible temptation of the wife of Potiphar? Chazal say, the most diyukna shalav of his father's image came by the window. Interesting. At the window. A picture of his father. Why at the window? Why not on the wall? Chazal are teaching us perhaps something incredible. That window, that protected window from Yaakov Avinu, saved Yosef when Yosef was long out of his clutch. When there's a strong home, children, your grandchildren, doesn't make a difference what stage of the game you're in, you can have an influence on making sure that your families are protected and safe. Yosef HaTzadik sees his father at the window and remembers how his father tried so hard to shield him and protect him from all these bad things. And now that he's struggling with temptation, he thought about the inspiration of his father. I heard a beautiful remez once. Chaloin is a Rosh Tevis. Chaloin is spelled Ches Lamed Vav Endanun. Is a Rosh Tevis. Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah. The word Chaloin, window, is 36 Neiris Chanukah. Then 36 Neiris Chanukah is 1 plus 2 plus 3 till 8. This is what you need to think about. When your child or your family member is going to be tempted down the line, what's going to come up in their window? What was their Shemira like? Perhaps if I can push it a little bit. The Gemara says, Haragil Baner. If someone is careful with his Neiris Chanukah, Neiris Shabbos, Havlam benin tamid chachamim. So pashup shot, of course, it means if you light the candles. Perhaps a ragel benair, if someone's meticulous and careful with the neiros, with the protections of the entrance and exits to his home, he'll have benin tamid chachamim. What's our role? Whether it's for our spouses, for our children, or for ourselves. Create protections. When I grew up, I remember dedicated parents would look at the mail at the front door and only bring in what was appropriate to their homes, and trash before it even came into their homes, they trashed inappropriate garbage. That was back in the day when the mailboxes were the problem. So there was a mezuzah, there was Neir Chanukah protecting the entrance. What do you do when there's no more mailbox that's the problem? When it's an inbox, and the inbox is not coming through the mezuzah. Rav Boz needs to say, this is the first time in history we're able to bring things into our Jewish home without going through the mezuzah, without going through the Neir Chanukah. Today, we don't, our inboxes, our windows, if I may, are coming through, not through the mezuzah, not through the door. I am pleading with you, if you'd like to do something meaningful this Hanukkah, no matter what stage of the game you are in, think about the protection of your home. I happen to have researched and spent many, many hours going through various Gedolei Yisrael to see what they're saying about the pandemic. And I found almost everyone that I've seen mentioned connections to the open, we were too much around, the overindulgence that technology gives us to the whole world. Reb Asher Arieli, who's the legendary Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Yeshiva, he has over 1,000 Talmidim in his share every day with tens of thousands that have been through his share. Never speaks about anything but share. He never gives public speeches. He recorded something and he begged his Talmidim to promote it. First time in his 60, 70 year history, he's not a young man. Where he pleads and he cries on this recording, it's in Yiddish, so for those that want to hear it, you're welcome to hear it. Pleads and cries how we become totally unguarded and unprotected, which is why now we're unguarded and unprotected, and we have to be careful and keep away from people, and he gets very, very strong. Everyone has to make their own decisions about how they're going to protect their home, their inboxes, their outboxes, their mailboxes, their windows, their doors. It's really important. Think what comes into your house. Don't take it lightly. You need something to protect. You can't just leave yourself open. Unfortunately, we've left ourselves open. Our Jewish homes have been compromised. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revived the Jewish home now. We're davening there. We're learning there. Homes have become little Bate Mikdash. This is perhaps the Ragel B'Ner Havla Tamir Chachamim. You'll be a Talmud Chacham. Your children will be a Talmud Chacham. Your husband will be a Talmud Chacham. There's so many wonderful Hanukkah stories that I'd love to share. But I'm out of time, so I'm going to share with you a very short one. Shared by Adam Gadol Ad Moed named Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. And I ask you all to take this story to heart and utilize this. And don't miss a single night of Hanukkah, even tonight. There was a father, Reb Yosef, who unfortunately had a son named Moshe, who totally one day flipped. And he unfortunately went off the derech. The child dropped everything. Unfortunately, the parents tried to talk to him, tried to figure it out. Nothing doing. They could not figure it out. What do we do now? The parents went to ask an Adam Gadol, and the Adam Gadol shared with them the following. The Adam Gadol said, there is no time for miracles, for Nisim, like Hanukkah. Because Baruch Hu gives us things we don't necessarily deserve. Because it's a Zman of Nes. Don't squander a night. Each and every night, Reb Yosef, after Hadlakas Neiros, or sometime through the night, would sit down by his Neiros and cry his eyes out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his son should find, again, flip back. And says Reb Tzvi Zilberg, I'm telling you, if I wouldn't know the source of the story, I wouldn't even believe it. Immediately after Hanukkah, his son snapped back like it never happened. It was like a... I heard this, Tzvi Meyer Zilberg, Adam Gadlad Moed, who's a Rebbe for thousands of Hasidim, shared this story, an incredible story. I ask you all as follows. the Neres Hanukkah and the Neres Shabbos are known times. They're known times for being Zman Mesuga for Tefillah. Women have cried their eyes out during Neres Hanukkah, during Neres Shabbos for years. Now we men have the opportunity, as well as the women, to have Neres Hanukkah. Remember, Haragum B'ner Havalon Tamid Chamim. I urge you all, not who doesn't know here a chayla, who here doesn't feel that they need to daven that this pandemic should end. How many people are still sick and vulnerable and anxious and suffering emotionally, physically, spiritually from this? Who don't learn anymore, who don't daven anymore. Unfortunately, they didn't have the inspiration to sanctify their homes. I plead with you to daven for them. Daven for the people struggling. Daven for the vulnerable. Daven for the non-vulnerable. More importantly, or equally importantly, I should say, daven for your children, for your enoklach, for your spouses, that they should see the light and the beauty of Torah, and that they should be protected as the world barriers break down and down. We have access to everyone and everything. Daven takosh baruch hu, this Hanukkah, that our hearts and our souls and our neshamas should be turned on to Torah and mitzvahs, and in the merit that we will do that, most importantly, you will daven that we should be zeicha, that we should finally light the real menorah, the ultimate menorah, I should say, in the Beis Hamikdash, v'mheiro v'yameinu, amen. Have a freilichen and lechting in Chanukah, everybody, and a good Shabbos.